One of the biggest and most contentious issues of this spring's budgeting process remains whether or not the state should expand Medicaid. When the Supreme Court ruled last summer on the Affordable Care Act, it said the federal government can't force states to expand. Instead, states must be given a choice about growing the health care program for the poor. Governor Hassan and the democratically controlled House favor expansion, and the House included it in its proposed spending plan. But last week, top budget writers in the GOP-led Senate voted against expansion. And Senate President Peter Bragdon pointed to Oregon as a reason why.
Medicaid expansion that was studied in Oregon had basically a 35% increase in the cost of health services to the population, but yet no increase in health outcomes. And so to me, that all raises concerns.
Bragdon was citing research published earlier this month in the New England Journal of Medicine. Here to tell us more about the so-called Oregon experiment and the lessons New Hampshire could learn is NHPR's health reporter, Todd Bookman. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Rick.
So what exactly is the Oregon experiment, Todd?
Back in 2008, Oregon found itself in position to expand its Medicaid program, but only to a limited amount of people. They had a waiting list of almost 90,000, but the money to give just 30,000 people health insurance. So they did something unique. They held a lottery. And that caught the attention of some health economists. Basically, researchers now had a control group, those that didn't get Medicaid, and a treatment group, those that did. And 2 years later, they checked in on both groups.
What did they find?
Well, on the issue of cost, they found what Senator Bragdon cited, a 35% increase in overall medical spending. And one of the study's authors, Catherine Baker of Harvard University, says people with Medicaid decided to use it.
Medicaid substantially increased healthcare use. People were more likely to be admitted to the hospital. They were more likely to use prescription drugs. They were more likely to have a doctor and visit that doctor. We did not, however, detect any measurable improvement in physical health conditions that included high blood pressure, high cholesterol, or diabetic blood sugar levels.
So it sounds like cost went up, but there seemed to be little improvement in physical health despite more medical care.
Right. No statistically significant improvement in a number of categories. There was, however, a noticeable improvement in mental health. Rates of clinical depression fell 30% among the Medicaid group. And Baker says there was also a measurable gain in another variable, financial health.
Insurance is not just about your health care. It's also about ensuring you don't get evicted from your apartment because you pay medical bills instead of your rent.
The number of catastrophic expenditures on medical bills, the type of thing that will drive people into bankruptcy, they were basically eliminated from the treatment group. And Baker says health insurance as a financial product, that is something that provides financial security, is overwhelmingly supported by this research.
So there seems to be something for both supporters and opponents of Medicaid expansion to pull from this research here.
Yeah, and I asked Baker about that. She says the study was intended to shed light on some policy questions, but she says she's surprised to hear her research being invoked by state senators in New Hampshire.
The political reaction, I am just an economist. I am always surprised by how things go in the political sphere.
So what's likely to happen here in New Hampshire, you know, given all the state budget negotiations?
The Senate will vote on its budget next week without Medicaid expansion included. The House and Senate will then have to negotiate their differences on a host of issues. But as far as Medicaid expansion goes, both sides seem pretty locked in with the House favoring and the Senate opposed.
So as far as Medicaid goes, you're saying that there may be no resolution here?
Well, the Senate is calling for a study commission to continue researching the issue in New Hampshire. And under Medicaid expansion, there's no deadline for moving forward. So the state could still decide to expand in the years to come. So this is something that a lot of people will be watching for what could be a while.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Rick.
Todd Bookman is NHPR's health reporter. Later this morning, The Exchange will be examining the Medicaid expansion question. And you can join the discussion. It begins at 9 here on NHPR.